dignity. Dignity. Mark Twain said, "What sorry shows and shadows we are. Without our clothes and our pedestals, we are poor things and in much of a size. Our dignities are not real. Our pomps are shams. At our best and stateliest, we are not sons. As we pretended and teach and believe, but only candles in our bummer can blow us out." Well, Mark Twain was talking about everyone's dignity. And the reason why the show is about dignity today is because dignity of humanity is the primary precept of our Constitution. It assumes that because we are living humans, that we deserve dignity, not necessarily respect. So today I'm going to devote the show to human dignity. Sam, can you play the first clip, please? Or not. Let's see. Well, the show today, today is June the 18th. Let me put some time date in there. We've got a show that's dedicated to dignity, and I wanted to do a little explanation first. And this first clip, I think we've got it hooked up now, is kind of a good explanation of dignity and respect. Have you got it there now, Sam? Yes, sir.
So what I'd like to begin with is sharing with you my understanding of what dignity means. I've really worked a lot on this, and it took me a while to come to an understanding of what it is. And after researching it for such a long time, I finally came to the conclusion that it's a very simple concept. And we don't want to complicate it either, because the simpler, the better, and everybody will understand what dignity means if the concept is simple. And so my understanding is that dignity is our inherent value and worth. Every single one of us, we all have dignity. It's part of who we are as a human being, and we all have inherent value and inherent worth. And in fact, I would even argue that we are not only valuable and worthy, but that we're invaluable, that we're priceless, and that we're irreplaceable. So my definition is really very simple, that our dignity is our inherent value and worth. And there's another piece to it, which is our dignity is also very vulnerable, and vulnerable to being harmed and injured. So yes, we have an inherent value and worth, but at the same time, it is so prone to being injured and wounded. And frankly, I think that's probably as equally as an important part of the definition as, you know, the first part of the equation. So another aspect of the definition, and really I think is important to clarify, is that I think dignity is very different from respect. I often, whenever I give a talk, I'll ask people just to tell me, what do you think dignity is? I just take, ideas from the audience. And inevitably, the first thing people say is respect. And oddly enough, if you pay attention to what, when you hear the word dignity, you'll hear it as if it's all one word, dignity and respect. This is just what people do, and they confuse it. And it's a problem because, you know, as I said earlier, I think our dignity is, everybody has dignity. Every human being who's born on the planet has dignity. But with respect, I think respect is earned. So when you confuse those two things, especially in my field in international conflict where people are clamoring, we want to be treated with respect. We must be treated with respect. But I think what they really want to say is treat me with dignity. Treat me as a human being. Because, you know, if you're in a conflict and you don't respect the other side, then you're going to have trouble getting that out of your opponent or your enemy. But if we make the claim that everybody deserves dignity, and what needs to happen here as part of the resolution process of these conflicts is to try to restore the dignity to the relationship, that's very different from demanding respect from people.
Well, dignity is a constitutional, if not the supreme constitutional right. We all deserve the dignity of being living human beings. I'd like to play a little bit of Bob Dylan maybe right now. Is that okay, Sam? You got Bob Dylan up? Let's put on a little Dylan, because let's see if Dylan can explain things a little better for us.
Fat man looking at a shining steel, thin man looking at his last meal, holler man looking in a cotton field for dignity, wise man looking in a blade of grass, young man looking in the shadows that pass, poor man looking through painted glass for dignity. Somebody got murdered on New Year's Eve. Somebody said dignity was the last to leave. Went into the cities, went into the towns, to the land of the midnight sun, searching high, searching low, searching everywhere I know, asking the cops wherever I go, have you seen dignity? Blind man breaking out of a trance, puts both his hands into the pocket to chance, hoping to find one circumstance of dignity. Just stares down into the light from a platinum window in the Mexican night, searching every blood-sucking thing in sight for dignity. I went down where the vultures feed, would have gone deeper but there wasn't any need. Heard the tongues of angels and the tongues of men, it all sounded no difference to me. Soul of a nation is under the knife, death is standing in the doorway of life. In the next room, a man fighting with his wife over dignity.
Dignity. I think we all fight for dignity. We all want to have dignity. What we confuse it sometimes with is respect. We must earn respect. We all have dignity. But we need to understand that we can accomplish more with dignity and we can achieve respect if we pay attention to what we're doing all the time. Let's play the next clip. This is a clip from John Wayne. It's a pretty candid explanation of the character of John Wayne.
You know, it's a funny thing, the Indians now. Well, this AIM group have started something that now they're against me for some reason. But I am the only man in pictures that always gave them their human dignity. I never was in a picture. I never allowed myself at any time to do anything that would take their human dignity away from them. And that, to me, is the most important thing in a man's. I have found that a certain type that calls himself a liberal, I always thought I was a liberal. I came up terribly surprised one time when I found that I was a right-wing conservative extremist. When I have listened to everybody's point of view, that I ever met, and then decide how I should feel. I mean, but this so-called new liberal group, Jesus, they never listen to your point of view, and they make a decision as to what you think, and they're articulate enough and in control of enough of the press to force that image out for the average person. For some reason, maybe it's these pictures, they have not been able to do that with me. In spite of what they say, people have not taken sides that I'm a, you know, it hasn't affected my career in popularity, let's say. In spite of the fact that they've tried to make it do it. There isn't a hell of a lot that we can do to change human behavior. We keep making laws to try and change human behavior. You can't do it. I think you can accept it and feel how you would feel in that position. You're being conned into Keynesianism and socialism now.
Huh.
But it isn't going to stop the selfishness of human behavior. It isn't going to stop the greed. If you take $20 and give $1 to every son of a bitch in a room, and come back a year later, one of the bastards will have most of the money. I mean, it's just human nature, and you're not gonna whip it with a lot of laws. I think when you make people conscious, as communication gets better, and you make people conscious of somebody in trouble, starving or something like that, the average person will help. But of course, now they've got so damn many charities, and there's so much professionalism. You know, there's if you have a charity, you hire some professionals to work up the charity. By the time you get the money, you get $4 for the recipient and $400 for the administrators. So, I mean, Christ. I think there are people who try to affect a thinking where they know more than some other son of a bitch and try to put a false impression on what human nature is. Christ's sakes, we have proven that we go back to hope at the first opportunity. Just throw out a little fish and bam, they're out there ready to grab it. So we are optimistic. We have to be optimistic. Christ, what else would there be in life if you lose optimism?
Thanks, John.
We're the devil.
Yeah, John, he talks to us in a, I guess, a dimension now just as plainly today as he will in the future. We need to understand that human nature can't be affected by laws. We can't legislate dignity. It's inherent in our beings. We can't legislate respect. It's something that we earn. We have to understand that governments don't require respect. Governments operate without us. And in most men, I think most men don't really respect themselves. But what we do have to have is dignity and respect of dignity to our fellow man. John Wayne recognized the need of portraying all of his enemies and characters with respect and dignity. He himself says that this is a secret of why his films are successful, is that he treated the characters as with the human respect and of dignity. The media doesn't offer a lot of dignity to humanity now. They are dehumanizing every aspect of us. We've got people arguing about sexual relativism, or we've got wars being fought over, or at least we believe, over social systems. Our governments don't recognize the dignity of humanity. We all demand that governments recognize the inborn dignity of all human beings. It's the basis of the Constitution. Our Constitution is based on that precept that all men have inherent dignity of their Creator. Sam, we got time to play the, it's clip number 3. Maybe not. Yeah. Well, I think that the point that I'm trying to make is that dignity is important, and we need to start using it as a precept of our country. And when we respect the dignity of all humanity, then we probably will be a little less reluctant to send drone strikes, and we'll be a little less reluctant to condemn the Muslims as terrorists when we've not given them the dignity of their own homes. This is Captain Fred. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Dignity. What can we do to increase the discussion of dignity on the media? What can we do to bring dignity to our own government? Dignity is important. It's the foundation of our country.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are. Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria. bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In May of 1882, Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain, gave a speech on advice to youth. He said, be respectful to your superiors, if you have any. Also to strangers, and sometimes to others. If a person offends you, and you're in doubt as to whether it was intentional or not, do not resort to extreme measure. Simply watch your chance and hit him with a brick. That will be sufficient. If you shall find that he had not intended any offense, come out frankly and confess yourself in the wrong when you struck him. Acknowledge it like a man and say you didn't mean to. That's the advice that we need to give to our government. We've been going around the globe smacking people with a brick in the back of the head, whether they've offended us or not. We don't pay attention to the nature of our own Constitution, and that it demands that we have dignity and that we give respect when it's due. The government is not best which secures mere life and property. There is a more valuable thing. It's manhood. We don't have really any control over our government. And for hundreds of years, we've had no control over our government. But we do have control over our own beings, our own selves. We can recognize our fellow humans' dignity. And when they deserve it, we can give them our respect. It's what Mark Twain suggested, that we remain loyal to our country and that we respect our governments when they deserve it. Our country doesn't understand that this government has been smacking all of our neighbors in the back of the head with a brick. We need to come clean. We need to quit attacking people because we've been convinced that it's necessary. We've been tricked into believing that it's necessary. It's necessary for us to attack Iraq because, we've been offended with 9/11, so we need somebody to attack. Let's attack Afghanistan and let's attack Iraq. Because if we attack Afghanistan, we might gain control of most of the lithium supplies in the world. Oh, gosh, man, wouldn't that be wonderful? We can have control over lithium in the world in a time when batteries are a very productive part of our society. Yeah, let's attack Afghanistan. And while we're at it, we believe we might go ahead and attack Iraq, too, because, well, let's see, they've offended us because they're successful and they sell oil. And let's see, our buddy who's the prime minister there, we're ready to get him out of there. And we just need to have a more open environment in Iraq. So let's go ahead and spend our country into indebtedness. Let's disrespect the humanity. Let's go in and murder millions of people. No, we've been dupes for the insidious people that want to control the world for too long. Wake up. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite.
The primary interest of the Constitution, we have to recognize the dignity of all humanity to really believe in the Constitution. Let's play the next another clip. This is a clip of the dignity of life.
God created mankind in his own image. He created them male and female in the image of God.
Like a set of new glasses that helps us see the world with greater clarity,
seeing people through God's eyes changes how we respond to them.
From the formation of a child's first tiny cell to life's final breath, all life has dignity and value.
Because each and every one of us is made in the image of God.
And that is why, when we talk about being pro-life, it's not just about a political issue.
It's a worldview. It's a life view. It's a way of looking at each
human life that transcends culture, class, race,
age, and opinion, knowing that we are all uniquely created in the image of God.
The sanctity of human life is deeply rooted in Scripture and modeled
through the life of Jesus Christ, who said,
"Whatever you did for the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me."
When we begin to see others as God sees them, we're moved to care more deeply about those created in His image.
And we will live each day in a way that honors our Creator.
We won't see the Scriptures as mere words,
but as commands to express His heart through our actions.
Commands like speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves.
And ensure justice for those being crushed.
Or love your neighbor as yourself.
The sanctity of human life speaks to ancient questions that span all of time and every culture.
Questions like, who is God? Who am I? Who is my neighbor?
Jesus responded to those questions with the story of the Good Samaritan, who saw another man who was broken and bleeding.
And instead of looking the other way as others had, he stopped
and cared for that man, even at great cost to himself.
Jesus said, go and do likewise.
Don't be silent in the face of injustice, but be a voice
for those who cannot speak for themselves.
Let us shine a light on practices that distort human dignity,
like human trafficking and the cycle of poverty that limits God-given potential and dreams.
Make sacrifices to meet the needs of those dying preventable deaths because they lack food, medicine, and clean water.
Embrace those with special needs as a special reflection of the image of our Creator God.
Let us see people as God sees them.
Seeing their needs and having mercy on them, because every person is made in the image of God.
So, reach out to orphans in distant lands or the foster child in our own backyard
who is waiting, hoping, and praying for a family to call their own.
May we not pass judgment on the woman facing an unexpected pregnancy,
but surround her with support, helping her to
see the child growing within her as a unique person with a life as valuable as her own.
Let us care for the widow in distress and loneliness.
And let us befriend those in prison.
Let us rejoice in the image of God as expressed through various skin colors and ethnic traditions.
Refusing to tolerate racist attitudes that mock the one that created us.
Let us choose to see those who disagree with us as God sees them, treating them with respect and dignity,
while helping them to open their eyes to see the beauty and value of life.
That is what it means to be pro-life.
This is why we need to be a voice.
Yeah, dignity, that's what I'm talking about. That's the reason why we don't respect our government anymore, because they don't respect the dignity of human life. They believe that we need to go away. Fred in Iowa, are you still on the line, Fred?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me, Fred?
Yes, sir. Come on in.
Okay, I called in before the break, and the clip that you just played, that took my thunder. In other words, I couldn't. That's exactly what I would like to express, and that was said in that last clip. So that kind of moved me tremendously, and shook me up, and I feel kind of dumb and inadequate.
Well, you know what, Fred? I feel dumb and inadequate all the time, but with a little bit of help from our Creator, we somehow muddle through these things. But the show today is about God more than it is about anything else, I think. And you know, for some reason, you're the person that I think is representative of the people that believe that our country is a Christian foundation country. And I'm really I think it's almost synchronicity that you did call.
Well, I thank you, my friend, and I appreciate that. And our Creator has given me a very wonderful day today. It's rejuvenated me. My own dignity fluctuates, it vacillates, because of my frailties and weaknesses as a man. You know how we were born. I never will or do not aspire to be a captain of industry or a congressman or a senator. Small business would be fine. or a great evangelist, although I'd like to be a small one. But your theme today on dignity, and it's based on faith, the Bible, and our Creator of all of us, whether people and as individuals believe that or not. But if I may be so bold as to express my views, is, and I'm not copying from the clip, but is, there's captains of industry and presidents of the United States, congressmen, senators, great evangelists, healers, doctors, which I am not. They're way far above me in my abilities and talents and what the good Lord, the Creator, gave to me. But he also gives us a message, whether we hear it, think it, or believe it or not, that in his eyes, I'm as valuable as a world leader, a congressman or a senator.
That's the sentiments of our Constitution also.
Right on, right on. He knows every hair on my head and yours. And if people learn to value other people, it would make a big change in the world. Now, as far as respect goes, I agree with you that respect has to be earned. Adversaries on different subjects and situations, you know, you could be categorized as the Antichrist yourself, you know, or a god on earth.
I think now most of the pseudo gods or demagogues are claiming that they're avatars of God.
Well, that is not going to happen because, I understand what you said. Mm. But don't, in my estimation, don't fear that, because, and this will bother a lot of people, but divine intervention will stop that. That will never happen. It'll go to a degree, and as time goes on, it's going to get tougher and tougher, and tribulation is going to be tough and hard.
Do you believe, Fred, that divine intervention is an ongoing process, or do you think it's waiting for a moment?
Absolutely, my friend. That's very profound, because that brings into question questions of a lot of people. Why does this happen, and why does that happen? And he puts leaders in every nation and takes them down, too. And one thing I've started to learn in my own life is when you're so down and depressed and weak and defenseless and hard and difficult to hang on to faith and belief, that's the time when to thank God, the Creator, the most, because he loves you so much that he is testing you and preparing you to understand and to go on. And to say, like I'm having a red letter day today, I'm extremely happy of what is happening to me today. Tomorrow I may be in an extreme dumpy feeling, but that's when I should, and usually I do, I get down on my knees and don't pray, or I pray, but I thank God for what he's given me, the test to learn and to grow if I follow and listen to him. And it is a blessing instead of, as it may seem to people, a curse.
Well, Fred, my... You know, ahead. I'm I feel blessed that you would call me on a red letter day. That's really special. But, you know, this is a one-hour show, and I'd like to have you call in and maybe do a complete show with me one of these days, Fred. Is that a possibility?
Well, I tell you, I'm taking up too much time right now. I have wanted, and I'm not the most articulate person there is. I'm pushing 80, but I wanted to have my own show. And I thought, well, I need at least 60 hours, you know. And I got to think about it. I'll need more than that because, first of all, I would be pretty controversial. And it would take time to express where my beliefs, my thoughts, motivates and controls and drives Fred, the individual, that I thought, well, the heck with it, you know, even if it was the opportunity given to me. But what I will say to you, Fred, right now, and then I'll get off the air, I would be just extremely elated and happy with this caveat that I hope that I do not harm you or your show, and I can be in be in the state of mind that I can be helpful to my fellow man, and not thinking of self pride and ego, not to make an ass out of myself, but put our Creator in a bad light, and even the religion that I follow.
Well,
but
Fred,
yes, and later on, I would be most happy and honored to do it. And I just hope, and I will pray that I can be of good.
Well, Fred, I tell you what, why don't you do this? If you'd like to join me for a show, leave your phone number that I can get in touch with you, with our producer, and we'll chat about it. Maybe we can put together a show of some kind.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I most certainly will, Fred. Okay, I'm going, okay? And I'll leave my number with
All right. Well, Fred and I will speak to you again real soon. We've got another call, Jim in Arkansas. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, Fred, first time I've called your show, but I've listened to you quite a bit.
Well, congratulations, because there's not a whole bunch of people that do.
Well, I don't believe that. But anyway, I'd like to make a little point here, and not biblical, but I'd like to make a point that the American people, that I call the American, are a part of his sheep that are named in the Bible. Now, the same people who are deceiving us right now and doing crazy things with bringing Muslims into different white countries and all this are the same people who, when you look into biblical times, were the ones behind the scenes who actually created the crucifixion of Christ. So, just to give an up-to-date example of how they play with the words, and of course they have all the tools to work with because they have control of all the videos and the TVs and the radios and movies and whatnot, they use the word democracy. Well, we all know we're not a democracy because when we pledge allegiance to the republic for which it stands, right there proves
we're a non-democratic republic.
You got it. Now, when you look up in the 1828 Webster's dictionary,
hey Jim, we're going to have to take a break just a second. Hold your thought for just a few seconds.
Okay.
Thank you.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dignity is a constitutional imperative. Without dignity, our Constitution doesn't exist. Jim, you got about 60 seconds left. I've got one more clip I want to play, and it may be pretty interesting. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I maybe won't go where I was going to go, but I really wanted to say that we've been deceived, of course, and we're being deceived daily by the word. And, you know, democracy and republic. If you go to the Webster's Dictionary, 1828, he lists fascism, communism, socialism, and democracy all under one area because none of them believe in private ownership of property. And of course, that's another show that could be discussed because we don't really own our property.
I think you're absolutely right. I think ownership and property is part of dignity, as a matter of fact. And I think... Yeah. I think that what I'd like to do, I've got one more clip to play, and this is a clip that may be a little bit unusual because it kind of goes a direction that I'm not sure a lot of people are going to want to listen to. This is a clip that Jim, I appreciate your call. This clip may take us to the end of the show, but this is a clip that's about Palestine, the dignity of Palestine. Go ahead, Sam.
I am a land of dignity, so do not show me sympathy, for it's a chronic disease that just puts your hearts at ease. But I am still occupied. As my blood flows, do not only shed tears, for once your eyes have dried, you're no longer horrified. But I am still occupied. As my daughters are left to die, don't only raise your hands high, for da'a without action is shaitan's distraction. But I am still occupied. As my children see no joy, don't just send them a toy. They have to deal with drones. They've learnt to play with stones. But I am still occupied. As I suffer these deceptive ploys, don't only send aid convoys to end this Zionist state terrorism. I need the Prophet's tourism. I am still occupied, but I will be liberated. For my occupiers I must warn, my shield is promised to return. No matter what plans you initiate, how many of my beloved you humiliate, I will be liberated. I shall be protected by the Imam. My sons shall bring back Darul Islam. I see them on the path of victory, reminding the world my place in history. I will be liberated, and the Umar shall be raised. Enemy footprints shall be erased. The whole world shall see justice, where with me they'll find peace. I will be liberated. I see Salah ad-Din on the horizon, carrying for me the Ummah's crown. I shall be made the Dar al-Khilafah, the permanent capital, inshallah.
The dignity of humanity is the precept of our Constitution, and this government has ignored all parts of it. They've reflected their aggression as our desires. We need to stand up, wake up. See you next week.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.